Do you break up before Valentine's Day or after if things aren't going great? Alex?
Definitely break up before. It's better than being broken up on Valentine's Day with them telling you that they made plans with someone else.
Ooh.
Oh, is this just an example? Or
my
is this,
God.
I'm assuming you live this.
No, that definitely happened to me. I was so excited to spend Valentine's with my boo. And they, you know, they were thinking about it for a while. They were like, oh, I actually made plans with someone else to go to the movies. And I was like, so heartbroken. If you were contemplating it, break up, definitely break up before.
How much before?
All of my.
How much before did he break up?
He did it on Valentine's
Day. Probably at least a week. They did it like the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
Because I hit them up. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm so excited for Valentine's. And they're like, oh, no. Who's actually not.
Her, the guy she was seeing.
Her man.
This was an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Listen, they.
What?
Would you rather say he? It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, it's a he. Yeah.
Just like refer, and then they said.
They said this, they said that.
Mm-hmm. That's brutal.
How long had y'all been dating?
At that point, it was our first year.
Year?
Yeah. My gosh.
That's terrible.
It was our first year. Like, yeah, and it was actually like first year, like, you know, Valentine's. We didn't actually do anything because we were only dating for a few months.
Oh, okay.
And now this was like our official, like, 1 year into dating. And they were like, yeah, you know, I'm actually going to the movies with someone else.
Do you know who the person was that he went to the movies with?
I have an idea who it was, but I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely wasn't someone that looked like me. Like,
ooh.
I was like, okay, yeah, it was like the opposite.
You're hotter. Is that what
you're
saying?
You know, I don't judge.
Oh, I do.
Sorry.
We all do. I mean, you have eyes.
I definitely don't judge. I was like, hey, you know, you do you, but I was so betrayed.
Yeah.
I bet you felt horrible. And then your friend's like, what'd y'all do for Valentine's? You're like, well, about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you end up doing?
Yeah.
Eating a bunch of ice cream?
Yeah. Crying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just, you know, stayed home and it was just whatever that day.
A year is a long time. That's just immature, is what it is.
I think even 6 months is a long time.
That's a long time.
If you're in a committed, you're like, all right, we're official, mm-hmm. and then Valentine's coming up, and you're like, I'm out.
That's why I think it is important to do it before.
But like, not the day before.
Not the day before.
If it's the 13th, you gotta go.
You're in.
You gotta go.
But at least like two weeks before, then that way they can make a plan to spend it with people that they want to spend it with, like friends or family, somebody, so they're not crying, eating ice cream.
Well, it's depressing because in your mind, at least I would think, they're probably going to sleep with each other. And this is, like, I didn't have time to take my mind off it. So they're probably going to sleep with each other. And this is my girlfriend
a year. That's more of a guy thought. The girl thought, the emotion for the girl thought is like, he didn't want me.
He didn't want me. What's
wrong with
me?
He chose somebody else.
Yeah.
Why is they better? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why, as you're saying, Alex, why is this ugly girl better than me is what I'm hearing.
And what is he doing for her?
You're right.
You know.
What is he saying to her? How long has it been going on?
What did I not do?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
How long ago was this?
This honestly has been maybe 6 years ago.
Okay.
You'll never forget.
I still heard about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say you're over that loser, right? But I guess not.
That would be the right thing to do. Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Let's dive in because this is relatable, at least to me.
Yes.
6 years.
We can help you. We'll help you.
So, have you, since in the last 6 years after he went on Valentine's Day with somebody else, broke up with you the day before Valentine's, have y'all gone out again, hooked up again, tried again?
For a period, but now it's like, it has been 2 years since it's been completely over.
Mm-hmm.
I do have my own rituals now because they would also forget my birthday.
Mm.
So my own rituals is like doing self-care, taking care of my car, and just, you know, it is the single life, which makes me sad. But
doing things for you,
right?
Not for somebody else.
Yeah. In my self-help book, that's called The Distraction, that you start distracting yourself with other things to do so you don't think about. And then you're supposed to write a list of all the things that you like to do that's a distraction from something like that.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing. As opposed to distracting yourself, as we've talked about, with other people.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I like that better.
We know you do.
I mean, I think a lot of guys do, but
we just learned it being lonely is like as bad as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
But here's the thing. She's lonely and she was lonely. You're getting the lonely no matter what.
Right. If you feel lonely in a relationship. Yeah. Yeah. So in 2 years, have you not been dating or what? Are you still kind of hung up? It's okay if you are. It happens.
Yeah. I mean, it gets, you know, I'm hung up less and less, which is always the progress. Not really dating because, I don't know, I'm just focusing on, you know, myself and...
You can do a Galentine's.
Really?
Yeah. You can do girlfriends that
are
single.
2 years is a long time to...
Do you still have to see this guy? Is that why he's still in your mind?
No, I don't have to see him anymore, but it was also like a high school relationship that progressed like further into adulthood.
You don't see him on Facebook. You don't see. You don't have friends who all still talk to him. Like, he's gone from your life.
No, I have friends. Yeah. Because we had the same circles.
You need to get out of that.
That's hard.
Are you on the dating apps?
No, dating apps, as dating a girl, they're really not the great.
They suck for guys, too, by the way.
They're not the what?
That great.
Oh.
You need to, and I know that this is so much easier said than done, but you have to find some friends that are not still his friends. Because as long as you're getting updates about his life, as long as you have people who are hanging out with him, he's never going to go away.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, yeah. This is the panic stage.
Jason, shut the hell up.
It is. It is the panic stage.
Just disregard everything he's
saying.
It's
true.
It's not.
I've read about it. It's like 26 and up, women start settling more because they start fearing they're not going to find
it's
anybody.
It's antiquated.
Alex, would you be open to doing the dating game on our show for Valentine's? We haven't approved this with anybody.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to?
Where we would solicit for men... We need to know, you know.
We don't have to approve it with anybody, just ourselves. We just say,
I guess we wanted a sponsor, but we'll do it either way.
Yeah.
Either way, we're going to put you on hold with Matt, and we'll get you in here for the dating game. We'll match you with three guys, all from Raleigh. Just kidding. Yeah. No, three guys.
I know the perfect location, too. I know the perfect location.
Okay.
Yep.
We do need a sponsor or you wouldn't be eating on this date.
You'll be at the radio station during
looking
our promotions meeting eating leftovers.
We'd love to have you in on Tuesdays at 10:30.
That's what we get there.
We get free lunch on that day. So, but seriously, hold on and don't flake on us.
No, come on. You can send it to me. Send me your info and I'll be in touch with you and then we can work out how we'll do it.
I can already tell she's a little flaky, so you're going to have to get it back up.
No, she does not sound flaky at all.
Alex, are you flaky?
They all are.
Alex, are you flaky?
Yeah, I put it over there. No, I'm not flaky. I'm really sorry. I'm at work.
Okay.
I like it.
Hey, guys, she has a job, so if you're a bum, you're looking for a sugar mama. I don't know what she does.
She can multitask.
And we'll try to filter through the guys.
I'm not flaky, really.
And we'll filter through the guys.
If it's one of those, like, hey, are you chicken? I'm not a chicken.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.